I've got a little subtitle here, selling the gospel is a sign of an apostate. Because that is just universally the case. I've listened to people on the radio and on television just thinking that, boy, this guy is on the button. He's got it. Everything he says seems to be right on the nose. And then, of course, they get to the end and they want to sell what they've just said to you. You know, for a gift of so much, we'll send you this. There's no price attached to the word of God coming from a man of God. Anybody that attaches that is yet in deception. Just that simple. And that's just one of those ways. But let's just consider this subject for just a few minutes. We won't take too long in this. I'll try to skim through it because we've taken a good bit of time already. Those who take the verse I'm about to read seriously, search the scriptures to see if the doctrines of orthodoxy are so. If you are conscientious about this one thing, you'll be conscientious about the doctrines of Jesus Christ. Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, freely give. Rest assured that Diotrephes and Phygellus and Hermogenes didn't pay much attention to that scripture right there, along with a whole lot of other scriptures that have to do with the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11:17, have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted? Because I've preached the gospel of God preached to you the gospel of God freely. Revelation 21:6, he said to me, it is done. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. What is the water of life? What is it? It's the word of God. The words that I've spoken unto you, they are spirit, and they are the water of life. They are life. Second Corinthians 2:17. Now here's just another one of those scriptures that just really nails this thing down. Nails it down. We are not, 2 Corinthians 2:17. This would be a scripture that would be worthy to memorize. We are not as many. The Greek word many means the majority. The majority. This was written 2,000 years ago. While Paul was still preaching to the Corinthians, we are not as the majority which corrupt. The English says corrupt. It's hidden the truth. It's hidden from your eyes. If you don't see past that word corrupt, you don't see what Paul is saying. Get your concordance, get your e-sword, get your wigrams, whatever you have, get it and look it up. The word is to hawk, to sell, to retail. We are not as the majority who are retailing the word of God. But as of sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Listen, if you do what you're doing, knowing all the time, every minute, that God is watching, God is listening, God knows what you're saying, thinking, and doing, you will be a little more circumspect about what you do. Well, let me tell you something. God does see what you do. But he knows more than that. He sees what's in your heart. He knows what's in your heart. What's motivating you. What it is that makes you tick. He knows what that is. So, search your heart. Like David said, pedal to pedal. Yeah, I've got the definition here. Here's the Strong's definitions. We are not as the many, the Greek majority, who corrupt. The Greek word is kapeluo, hawk, sell, the word of God. But as of sincerity, I've got a definition near the end here. I'll go back to it. It's in my conclusion. But that's exactly right. It's to hawk, to sell, just like you would a piece of merchandise. It's not limited to tithing or money-making gimmicks either. It has to do with even being able to speak the Word of God. If you're using the Word of God so that it's acceptable to everyone, that too is corrupting and selling the Word of God. Because the truth is not a marketable commodity. The truth is not. You can't take what Christ says, freely you've received, freely give, and make it marketable. Well, you're contradicting yourself. And telling people that they ought not to fight for God and country is not a marketable commodity. If you're going to do anything with the Word of God and get rich at it, you're going to have to make it acceptable.
You could not have one of those ribbons on your vehicle with support our troops.
Yeah, you can't. A child of God can't do that sort of thing. There are so many things that you can't do and remain faithful to the doctrine of Jesus Christ. It's what separates you. That's what brings you out of Babylon. You're separated from your brothers, not separated from the heathen, from your brothers. These blessings came on the head of him who was separated from his brothers. That's what it says in Genesis 49, it's in Deuteronomy, but it's repeating the blessings that were laid on Joseph in Deuteronomy 49. I mean, in Genesis 49, where Jacob is blessing his 12 children, telling them what would happen to them in their latter days. And he gives a special blessing to Joseph. And when it's being talked about in Deuteronomy, it says, these are the blessings that came on him who was separated from his brothers. You've got to be separated from your brothers. Not just the world. Not what we think of as the uncalled world. Revelation 13 verse 17 brings this out. That no man might buy or sell, save he who had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Mark, name, number. That too is in threes, you see. It's a process. You're born with a mark. And it just gets worse and worse. Till you're a full-blown beast. And when you are in line with the doctrine of the dragon, then everything you say and teach is so acceptable to the mind of man. That 666, that full-blown carnal mankind. It just fits right in. Yeah, let's go fight for God and country. You know, I have people call me, want me to get together with them and market what we are doing. Market it. And I say that we can't do it. We just can't do it. Guy called me just a while back, wanted me to get together with some friends of his, and he was going to pay for the phone bill and everything. He wanted us to have a weekend conferencing thing that we could speak to anybody that wanted worldwide. He was going to set it up so we could do it worldwide. And anyone who wanted to ask a question coming from our website, you know, they could ask the questions and we would just sit there and answer questions all weekend long. Well, it's not going to happen because him and his friends don't have the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to be associated with anyone who doesn't have the doctrine of Jesus Christ. I'm going to separate myself.
So many people bend on selling the Word of God that even those that when you say you don't agree, they will just take it from the website and sell it themselves on their own.
Yeah. Well, let me mention something about that. We were considering, you know, whether to copyright our stuff or not, and we discussed that. And the truth is that I would be thrilled to death if someone wanted to copyright my stuff, put it in a book, and sell it in all the bookstores, because then I wouldn't be guilty of doing it, and the gospel would be spread, you know. But I can't do that. And like I've said so many times, the truth. Welcome, Rob. Good to see you. Everybody, this is Rob Jones. The guy who is writing the Revelation commentary. The gospel will not be something that will be sold in stores because it is so unwelcome. So unwelcome. Now, you know, you might get some of these symbols in Revelation and maybe you could market something like that, but even then, it condemns everything that the church is. The book of Revelation is an attack on the whole system of Babylon. That's what the book basically is. Go to the churches and tell them how sorry they are. So it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It'd be wonderful if somebody plagiarized it and made a bestseller out of the truth, but that's not going to happen. Okay. Anyone who's selling God's word has the mark of mankind. You can't buy or sell without that mark. Only those with the mark want to sell God's word. Only those with the mark want to sell God's word. Revelation 3:17, because you say, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, you don't know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, and blind and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Buy it, but don't sell it, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Kenneth Copeland just wishes that he could have seen Adam before the fall, why he was such a glorious individual. A man is as blind as a bat. Adam was as naked before he ate of the fruit as he was more naked afterward. Nakedness is a type of being cut off from God. Adam didn't know God. Why, he wasn't even enough like God to know good from evil. And when God allows, not the serpent, but God, allows that the man has become as one of us to know good and evil, the church says, oh no, God doesn't know evil. They deny the truth that Satan told when he mixed it in with the lie that you shall not surely die. And they believe the lie that you shall not surely die. Deny the truth and believe the lie. Satan never tells out and out lies. He always mixes it with truth so that it will be acceptable. And the church buys the lie and rejects the truth. And Strong's Greek translates the word corrupt from kapaluo, huckster, retail, to adulterate, to corrupt. And I'm going to take each one of those and read the definition. Retail, the sale of goods or commodities in small quantities directly to consumers. Huckster, not only one who sells wares or provisions in the street, a peddler, a hawker. Also one who uses aggressive, showy, and sometimes devious means to promote or sell a product. That should ring a bell with you. That should ring a bell with you. Yeah. Not only one who sells wares and provisions in the street, a peddler or a hawker, but also one who uses aggressive, showy, sometimes devious methods to promote or sell a product. Did you know that you ought to give your first month's paycheck gross to Paul White? That's right. Ask her. She'll tell you. That's pretty aggressive. That's pretty, yeah, your first fruit. That's your first fruit. Yeah, that's your first fruit, and so it ought to go straight to Paula. Adulterate. To make impure by adding extraneous, improper, or inferior ingredients. I'm telling you what. To make impure by adding extraneous, improper, or inferior ingredients. Webster's defines adulterate as to corrupt, debase, make impure by the addition of foreign or inferior substance or element, especially to prepare for sale by omitting a valuable ingredient or by replacing more valuable ingredients with less valuable, inert, or usually harmful ingredients, or with ingredients from different from those claimed. You know, that's just right from Webster's dictionary, but it is such an accurate description of what this word corrupt, the word of God, is saying. It is just so precise in its description of what has been done with the word of God. So let me ask you, who is it that is making impure by adding foreign or inferior substance to the doctrine of Jesus Christ? Who does that? What's going on? Who is it that omits the valuable ingredients of the doctrine of Jesus Christ and replaces those valuable ingredients with less valuable ingredients and inert or harmful ones? Who is it that has different ingredients altogether? Who is it that, through their addition of extraneous, improper, or inferior ingredients, now preaches another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel? It's the church of God. The harlot that is married to God, out of whom the man-child comes. Out of whom the man-child, who has ruled all nations with a rod of iron, comes. According to the grace, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, according to the grace that God has given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed to how he builds on that foundation. If he that comes preaches another Jesus whom you have not preached, whom we have not preached, or another, you receive another spirit which you've not received, or another gospel which you've not accepted, you might well bear with him. That's just telling you what you're going to tend to do. That's what your inclination is going to be, is to just go along with the crowd and yield to the pressures of those that come down from Jerusalem, physical Jerusalem. The tendency is to just separate yourself from the doctrine of Jesus Christ, because that's where the majority is going to go. They're going to separate themselves, and you are going to tend to do that. I tend to do that. I fight it every day. I fight it every day. It's so much easier to agree with someone than it is to point out what they're saying is just in direct contradiction to the Word of God. But take it upon yourself to put the Word of God ahead of everything else. And then, though it won't be any fun doing that, you will have retained what you've wrought. You won't have given it away for a bowl of pottage, because that's what being accepted by the world is. It's just a bowl of lentil soup. And the birthright that you have, that you could have as a son, will be taken away from you, and you'll still be a servant of sin, under the law, unable to claim the birthright. A napios instead of a huios. Well, that's the rest of what I had to say there. And I just want everybody here to know that I'm really honored that you come. And I hope it's been worth your while. I feel like it has. And I'm looking forward to the next time we can get together. And for those of you can, you know, we've got this conference up in Marshall, Michigan in April. And it's going to be a whole different crowd. A bunch of people are going to be there we've never met before. So any of you that could come along and, you know, do what the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians says. Have a group of people that are with you enough so that all those that come in will see that you're speaking the same thing and be convicted by it. That's what we'd like to have at all of our conferences. Enough of you who are grounded in the Word to, you know, make us able to demonstrate that we can be of one mind, one spirit. So any of you that can, I'd like for you to plan to be there. It's April the, anybody know the date? 24th and 25th, yeah. Okay, well, it's on the webpage, so if, and Ray Miller's number is on there. You can call him and get directions, and he'll tell you where to, you know, find a motel and all of that. Okay, if anybody got any questions about anything that we said, if not, we'll dismiss ourselves and we'll all just go back where we came from and be the light that God expects us to be to abide in His doctrine. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You once again that You've given us this opportunity, and we ask now that You'll give us a safe passage back to our homes. We ask that You'll give us the ability, Father, to assimilate Your doctrine, to abide in it, to remain faithful to it in the face of all the pressures that Your Word tells us will be part of our lives. And give us, Father, above all things, a desire to live and be a light to those that are around us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.